If you're a child and you're listening to this podcast, it's not for you. Turn it off now. We start off every episode of Views from the Six by smoking some weed and getting high. The rest of what happens can sometimes be offensive and super ridiculous. We just want to have a good time, and we want to have it with you, so enjoy this episode responsibly.
I've been feeling kinda cooped up. I'm trying to get some fresh air. Hey, why you got the roof out? You know it never rains here. Hey, you ain't got a flash when you're taking your picture. You ain't gotta drown, no extra retention. Paparazzi wanna shoot ya. Niggas dying for less out here.
Everything's gonna be amazing.
No one's happy to be here.
Oh well, we're so happy to have you.
We're so happy you're here.
You know, we sometimes the timer runs out and it's a conversation blue ball on the show. So Right. Can you tell us like right now where we can find you? Shannon is a hilarious fucking stand-up comedian.
She travels all over the country doing her comedy, bringing joy to people.
Yeah. Well, it depends on when this airs because I'm going to be in Cobden this Saturday.
Okay. They won't hear that. Guys, this
where
is
are you
time
next
travel.
Saturday?
Yeah. Next Saturday, I'm in Vaughan.
Vaughan!
Mm-hmm. Following Yikes. Saturday, I'm at the new Oshawa Yuck Yucks.
Oh, wow.
And then May 3rd and 4th, I'll be in Winnipeg at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival.
Fun!
Yay, Winnipeg!
That's
so
great!
Yes.
They are doing a show called Don't Shush Me, which is after my comedy, named after my comedy.
I was going to say, that's great!
Thank you.
So can we buy your record on iTunes?
You can get it on iTunes.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And it's called Don't Shush Me?
Don't Shush Me.
Yeah, so...
And it's S-H-H-H.
Yeah, don't shush. Well, cool. I'm super into it, and we're really, really happy to have you.
So happy you're here. We should start by smoking this joint.
Ain't no weed fucking with our weed.
Let's smoke this joint.
Let's light this joint. You know about the joint, right?
I do, because, I bought it. Quickly, Shannon, this pair of lace underwear,
Yes. These
red lace underwear, this is a flag. And if someone starts talking about something they should not stop talking about, or we think you should, or you think we should.
Or it's going to ruin your life if
you
keep talking about this.
Just wave it, and it's a gag order. And there's we stop talking about whatever that was. It doesn't happen often.
Put it closer to Shannon in case she needs to gag us.
Yeah. Did you review anything?
I did do a review.
Can I hear, or Shannon, are you interested in hearing Jamila's review?
I want to hear your review.
All right.
Well, yeah, I sort of teased the gals with what my review was about earlier. It's,
I'm being teased.
This one's a little spicy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Spicy
Jamila.
It's totally spicy.
I love this.
So this, is a review for a vibrator.
Nice.
To be more exact, a clitoral stimulator.
Nice.
Excellent.
It's called the Lilo Sona Cruise. I gave it 4 stars.
Whoa.
I might have
given
it 2 stars.
How many stars did
it
give you?
Well, gave me a few stars. It could give me more. You'll hear all about it. Okay. Obviously, we all know why I bought this. There's no secrets here. No surprises. I am a woman. And while I'm very aware that there are plenty of tools that God made for tension relief, sometimes you get tired of visiting the fruit and vegetable section of your local grocery. That, of course, is a joke. I'm not a fruit fetishist. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not my way. The reality is, my husband gets tired of constantly being at my sexual beck and call. And so what if I like to drink a little too much on a Sunday night? And after my husband goes to bed, I like to air shop. And if I am indeed looking for a good old hysteria machine, shouldn't I buy the best one on the market? Especially if it's on sale and it's Black Friday prices. Enter the Sona Cruise from Lilo. First thing, I don't know why, but I liked that there was an Asian woman as their site model.
Yep.
Not in a sexual way, just in a right on girl kind of way. I don't know. Fun fact about those Sona Cruise. It saves 20% of its energy for when you're using energy. Wink, wink. Being an environmentalist, I was sold. Great packaging. Whatever, let's get down to business. Firstly, it's a clitoral stimulator, so you have to be pretty exact. And once you are, oh my God, that is too much. Like, seriously, that is too much, for real. Not like, ooh, it's too much. No, it's just too much. I mean, who came up with this? Because if you wanted to, this could be a great torturing ladies tool. Not just pleasing ladies. However, you may have noticed that I did give the product a 4-star review. And that is because after a few uses and realizing I don't have to hit the target with such precision, the Sona Cruise has become a valuable member of the team. And that's all I've got to say.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I think you all know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, it's the best review.
Okay, good, good.
That's a great review.
It's, you knocked it out of the park.
Well, the Sona Cruise knocks it out of the park.
Whoa.
Again.
Excellent.
And again.
Whoa.
That was perfect.
You know what? Can I just go back to your review for a minute?
Please.
So, on Facebook, I'm part of a group, and they're sort of very full of themselves. And they were, one person posted about how excited they were that this sex shop and DVD store is going to be closing in my neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
You were saw the same
one. I know
where
that is.
So I said, well, if they have a sale, a girl's got to drop by, right?
Yes.
So I went in.
Did you?
I did go in. It's pretty sketchy.
Really?
And there's not a lot of toys. It's mostly video. But they had, you know, they had like 3 different sort of racks of toys. There was like the fist, and I'm like, too much for me.
Yeah.
And then there was like the 12-inch double head, and I'm like, I don't know who to share that with. But then I was like, oh, I guess I could just wrap around, right? And then they had, and this one made me laugh the hardest. This was the best. It was the classic butt.
The classic.
The classic. Doc
Not
Johnson's.
So no, like the modern.
Doc
yeah.
Johnson's.
The old
classic butt plug.
Yeah.
And did I have like a picture of Doc Johnson,
no,
like
no.
An old white guy, like
no.
From the oatmeal jar?
Yeah, just up the ass. Boom. That's what I was doing. But it was just like a really small, thin, like butt plug. I'm like, that's a good starter. That's a good starter butt plug, right?
I might go ahead and get that butt plug.
I looked it up online, and there's more classic butt plugs. I didn't realize this was a whole line. They're the classic butt plug. This is
wow.
Like, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that was
so
a
that
thing.
Could actually be worth something.
Maybe, if you just kept it in its package.
Yeah.
You never used it.
Never used it. No.
I like to buy super edgy butt plugs, though.
Fist? You could use the fist. The whole fist.
I was just thinking, should we get the fist for, like, a protest coming up? Just go
and
to Queen's Park.
Hold it?
Hold up the fist. Yeah. Shake it. Maybe I'll do that.
Claire?
Yes.
Will you? Do you have a review?
I did a review. I reviewed, actually, I'm going to read 2 reviews today.
Ooh, double it up.
The reason is, they're
brief and they get to the point real fast, I think.
Sometimes you just need to get to the point.
Yep. All right. The first thing is on Amazon.ca under Calices Milkshake. Brass Charcoal Incense Burner, 5 stars. Title, Helps Mask the Weed Smoke. When I smoke a cone, I light a cone. I get high, the neighbors smell Nag Champa, it's the circle of life. So ridiculous, but the circle of life was for you, Jamal.
Oh, thank you. I love a Lion King reference.
Yeah,
aww.
Circle of Life is
that.
My favorite.
I love the Lion
That's
King.
That's good. Okay, now I know that.
All right, my second review. It's the Full Sole Leather Ballet Slipper Pink Shoe, 5 stars. Title, Now I'm Dancing for My Life.
Oh.
All right.
Got serious.
Nice ballet shoes, durable and classic. Do I ballet dance? Not anymore. They're a wonderful reminder of everything I've lost in life. Whatever. I'll just tour jeté my way into hell.
Whoa! Oh my God!
So I had to take ballet and modern dance when I was in theater school, and one of the guest people to come in was the main villain in Die Hard. Do you remember the blonde guy who was like Swedish or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
He's since passed away. But he was teaching our class lifts. He was actually a ballet dancer.
Oh, yes.
So he was teaching our class lifts. And at the time, when I lived in New York City, I weighed like over 200 pounds. And he's like teaching the class how to do lifts. I don't know if he was trying to prove something. I don't know.
Maybe he had the hots for you.
I
Maybe
don't
he liked
think
you.
So. I don't think so. I do believe I was in a ballet costume. Yeah, so that, and at that time I could follow choreography.
So did he lift you?
He lifted me, but it was very awkward, and he was not, because I was like, you don't know how much, I think you've underestimated this challenge.
So you do this when he lifts you?
Well, kind of. Wasn't super graceful.
Hold on.
Wait.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, totally.
Should we do some good vibes?
Let's do some good vibes.
I mean, that was like the beginning of a good vibe.
That was the beginning
yeah.
of some good vibes.
That was some good vibes.
Yeah.
Then I'll... Okay, well, my good... I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to take it down.
Wait, it's good vibes.
It's good vibes.
No, it's good vibes. It's totally good vibes. I just hope this isn't going to upset anybody.
Okay.
So... as you know, I'm dark and I suffer from suicidal ideation, but sometimes you just think about what you want your coffin to look like. Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was looking at personalized coffins.
Okay.
And there's like some pretty dope ones. There's like pink ones with like plush, and then there's like ones that are just like fashioned like DJ decks. And
cool.
like they're just like super, super dope. There's a Louis Vuitton Supreme one.
Oh my God.
And that one I think is tacky.
How much is it?
Shit, I don't know, but it's a lot. Well, it's fucking, it's like actual Louis Vuitton Supreme.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Actually, that can't be. They can put out a coffin.
Why not?
Yeah, they can. Sure they can.
Have they?
Yeah. Did you check Costco,
I don't know.
By the way? They have coffins at Costco.
Yeah, they do have coffins at Costco.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking to buy one, but I this is the one that I saw. So I saw, okay, do you know the Louis Vuitton Papillon style bag, the Papillon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
It's the tube one?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a coffin that looks, is designed like the Papillon, so it's round. And,
I like that.
Yeah, it's like the barrel, and it's got the cowhide trim and the Louis Vuitton monogram.
No.
But it's deep blue leather instead of brown.
Ooh.
So it's pretty fucking classy, and I'm sorry. Pallbearers, you're welcome.
I'll load up the bong.
Thank you.
Back home smoking legal.
My new vibes are that I am going to be starting my spring planting soon, so I want you all to send me your good vibes instead.
Oh, nice.
Send me the vibes because I need my seeds to take off because I really want to eat my way through summer this year with things that I've grown. So I'm very excited about it. Going to eat lots of salads and smoke lots of marijuana.
Some weed, I was
going
to say, yeah.
Last episode, we smoked a salad and went nuts about how
the
salad
great.
Is so good for you.
It is good for you. You know, as I was coughing, I really got a taste of the sweetness.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I knew it. Bong hit.
Holy girl. Yeah, just clear it.
Holy
who's got that much lung space? Holy shit.
Oh. Whoa!
Now we're back right now. Yeah! Views from the sick.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
We're back.
It's episode 9.
9.
Episode 9.
9.
How are you, Jamila?
I'm great. I'm excited to smoke a joint.
Hey, man. Check this out, I got the best kush ever, man.
Oh, man, I've been so out. Oh, you got sent from heaven. All right, man, light it up, Holmes.
Okay, check it out, man.
I don't know if the viewers or listeners, I don't know
if
someone's watching us.
Staring at our website.
What if someone is watching us?
Jerking off to our pictures.
Jerking off to our voices.
What would you do if you saw me editing this and I was jilling off?
After standing in front of the host table for about 5 humiliating minutes, I decided it was time to put my superpowers into use. Using the powers of my mind and possibly some of my blazing sexuality.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's right. I was able to wordlessly convince your host to just give me a ticket instead of waiting for her boss to come over and okay it. Advantage, Jamila!
Nice.
Once inside the theater, I used my powers again to sway my husband to buy my snacks and bring them right to me. My power was unchallenged.
I love it.
The movie was pretty fun. It was filmed in Toronto, and I spent much of the time watching it and waiting for Toronto actors that I know to show up on screen.
Classic move.
I also spent time wondering how I didn't get an audition for this movie, even though there was a black woman cop role, which, let's be honest, is basically all I book as an actor. What the fuck, people?
Who cast it?
I don't know, but I have to talk to them. Obviously, I need to send them my headshot.
Get your agent to make a phone call.
Okay.
Now, I reviewed the Athena Menstrual Cup, 5 stars, on Amazon.ca.
Nice.
Your police is milkshake. Title, The Menstrual Cup is the little silver well, where truth, if truth there be, doth dwell. There are a multitude of reasons for using a menstrual cup. Not the least of which is spaz hole comfort. Shoving this little funnel up your tunnel almost helps you forget the incapacitating cramps, pain spreading to your hips, lower back and thighs, the nausea, the frequent diarrhea or constipation, the acne, the tender breasts, the bloating, the feeling tired, irritability, the mood changes.
What do you think?
I love it. Jamila is wearing the Dior
visor. Yeah.
The J'adore.
Yeah, the
J'adore.
From the Club Dior line from last year, I guess.
Oh my God, it is so dope.
So I bought this. I got obsessed with it because I saw one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills wearing it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, start it up.
Yeah.
And we're going to smoke another joint.
We're going to smoke another joint.
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da.
Serious deja vu. Oh, so did I. Really? Same, wow, same twin flame. Nice. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Views from the Six.
Views from the Six.
And we're here. You're here. Welcome. We're going to spark up a little joint.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I was posted on the block with a big ass joint.
So we went over for dinner.
Yeah.
And they proceeded to just start opening drawers and cupboard doors and taking out bottles and bags of marijuana.
I love that.
And things that looked like needles full of marijuana. And we're like, take this and take that. Do you want some of this? Take a pill. Have a puff of that. It was crazy.
That's amazing. I love when that happens. I love getting free weed as a gift.
Yes, it was lovely party gifts. So
my mom gave me some weed a couple of months ago.
Yes, I remember we smoked it.
That's right. Oh, and you know what you just said, Jamila?
Yes.
Again?
No, what?
Although you haven't said it on the podcast before, but you said bottle of weed instead of jar of weed again.
Did I say bottle
of
weed?
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Is it a Canadian thing?
No, it's you. That's not a thing. No one puts weed in a bottle.
You know what? Maybe it's because my people are from the islands and we just put things in bottles.
Maybe.
Because, you know, like message in a bottle. We only are allowed to have bottles. Time's in a bottle.
Well, we try to put time.
Anyway, so this is homegrown. I don't know what strain it is. I don't know anything about it. I haven't really smoked that much of it on its own.
What if it's marijuana?
Well, then good luck with the rest of this show, everybody. You tell us what happened. That will be your homework. If this weed turns out to be insane, you write in and tell us what the hell happened.
Yeah, let us know what we did. I just like to shout out my friend Jillian Bennett and her husband Russell Bennett, who is a pot activist. But when they got married, she put some thyme, like the herb, in a bottle with the wedding invitation.
Oh, cute.
And apparently I was the only one who got it. Because, like, as soon as I got it, I called her, and I was like, holy shit, you put thyme in a bottle? I love it.
Obviously, it's a reference to the Jim Croce
song,
exactly. Thyme in a bottle.
Is he Canadian?
I don't think so.
I think he just sounds Canadian. Yeah, he really does. He seems like that breed of...
Maybe he is. I really don't know. It's from before my time.
Yeah, me too. And he was just like, that's the only song I think I know of his.
No, he also did... You know another one. Bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, that's him?
Baddest man in the whole downtown. Badder than the whole King Kong.
Really?
Badder than a... Meaner than a junkyard dog.
That's mean.
And then he became Muslim.
Really?
Right? Is he...
No,
that's
Cat Stevens.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
No, Jim Croce, I think he just died.
Yeah, he's probably just dead. He probably tried to put so much time in a bottle, and then the bottle was like, you're out of time, and then he died.
And then he got put in a bottle.
Yeah, and then everybody at his funeral was like, he was the baddest man in the whole downtown. So sad. All right, we're going to get mystical as fuck.
Yeah.
With our witchy shit.
Tell me about some witchy shit you got going on, girl.
They already have to deal with a lot of actual shit in
other ways. Who do you want to come and give the suppository, though?
I don't know.
You don't want some volunteer coming in to do it.
Wait, imagine that. Should I put that on my LinkedIn profile?
Will administer suppositories.
Looking for opportunities. Anyway. Oh, I was making a joke about where I actually volunteer.
Oh, jeez.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. This homegrown is good.
We don't know what's going to happen, guys.
We
it could
have
be
no
heroin.
Remember, keep your phones close. You
keep
might
your
have
phones
to call,
close.
I mean...
Your friend and tell them to listen.
Yeah, I mean, it will be too late for you to call emergency services because
we'll
it's
be
probably
dead.
A week later.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Jamila will be dead.
Yes.
Have come back from the dead, which, by the way,
This past Saturday was Lazarus Saturday.
Here it comes.
Of course. Oh, we're fucking high.
What is in this thing?
We have to get in touch with
them. Not anymore.
So spark it up. You've been heavy on my mind.
So I guess it's time to read some reviews.
We're high. I know you're high.
I'm pretty high. I think this review will still make sense.
Please, let's test it out.
All right.
Let's give it a go.
Good Life Fitness.
Oh, all right. It's a chain of exercise clubs in Canada.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I eat a lot. I love pizza. I love tacos. Ice cream is my master. I can also drink an obscene amount of alcohol. Blood of the father, right, guys?
Oh, shit. I love it.
However, I'm also an actress with a look that must be maintained, so I have to go to the gym quite a bit. Good Life Fitness is where I go to make my fat cry. And when I say make my fat cry, I mean getting on a Stairmaster and cardioing until I ask myself, am I still alive? Once inside the club, there are tanning booths to grow your cancer and a fantastic cardio area with over 30 machines. You'll wonder why this old man that smells like sandwich meat picked the machine right beside you. Like right there. I don't get that, people. Don't do that. This is not part of the review.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to interrupt you because I was going to say, that. I didn't think that anything could turn me off old sandwich meat more, more than it already does.
Yes. Yeah.
But you managed to do it.
Yeah.
I like it. That's
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I just had to stop to say, if you go to the gym, don't just take the machine next to somebody.
Yeah, don't. That's
if
so
there are
stupid.
Like
that's
10
like
machines,
at
just
the movies.
Take a different machine.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
away from them. They don't want to be next to you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The staff is friendly, even when asking you in front of a group of strangers if you are expecting. By the way, I'm not. Okay?
Oh my god, is that in there?
Yes!
Oh good,
yes.
Oh my god.
On the lower level are the free weights and all of the really good looking gym members. There is also a spin room, if you're a creep, and the men's and ladies' change rooms. The ladies' room is not bad, although I never shower there because I'm not an animal and I have an actual shower in my apartment that strangers do not use. However, it is pretty clean. I do have it on good authority that the men's room is basically an infection, so use it at your own risk. Both change rooms also have saunas in case you're a slut. After your workout, if you can get there before the staff, you can have a sit in one of the club's two massage chairs, but only in that one because the other one has been broken since last year. Okay, maybe there are some problems with the Good Life. It's still a nice place to go and blow off some steam and try to get fit. 3 stars.
Perfect amount of stars.
I think that's
perfect
a perfect
review.
Amount of stars. Thank you.
Should
Thank
they
you.
Change the name to Okay Life?
Or just Life.
Medium Life.
Life.
Yeah, just
Life.
Just Life. Shrug. Asterisk shrug. You should write that in the review, but I think you should change your name to
Life.
Asterisk shrug.
Don't anybody move.
Yes.
Anyway, I bought one as a hostess gift because I have to go to Easter to my mom.
Right.
So I bought that as a hostess gift, but I just looked at the reviews, and someone in the reviews, his last line was, his name is Brian. This is
hey,
perfect.
Brian.
Hey, Brian. Perfect, but be sure to place this on a coaster or candle platform of some sort because it will sweat quite a bit. Can be used as a blunt weapon.
Whoa, Brian.
So naturally I replied.
To Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can comment on their comment.
Right, right.
Which, by the way, never happens on Amazon. It's not like there are no
I
trolls.
I bet Brian was
There's
really
no
excited.
Trolls. There's no trolls on Amazon. It's just normal reviewers and
yeah,
me.
Yeah, normal humans.
And Brian.
And Brian.
So
the
I wrote
blunt
back.
Blunt weapon expert.
I wrote back. Thank you. I've been looking for a blunt weapon.
Did he reply?
No, I put it up today. I don't know. actually, I might have reviewed two things because I didn't realize that I was going to do this because that was just a lucky surprise this morning. But okay, so this is the review of the Disarayta poem that I had read on one episode previously in my Good Vibes. So it's an 8.5 by 11 Disarayta, or Rada, however you pronounce it, poem by Max Ehrman, regal design on fine parchment paper.
Ooh.
4 stars.
Ooh, nice.
No title.
Okay.
Comment or review? Wrong era. I think the printer must be a time traveler. The postscript on this copy reads that it was found in a church in the 17th century. This is suspect only because it was only written in 1927. Now I gotta run it over to the clock tower where I left my DeLorean and hope for a bolt of lightning. Oh, I'm so sorry that you like it!
Oh, shit.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you like it. Alright.
Oh,
drop that beat.
I'm a little embarrassed to do
about
my good vibes.
Don't be embarrassed.
Because it is, again, one of those things. Like, I realized when we did the Imagine Dragons song, how out of touch I sounded. Like, oh, I am an old fucking lady. But so this is a thing that I feel like, Jamila, you're going to hate. And I'm definitely late to the party. But I got here as soon as I wanted to. And I'm talking about that song, what's it called? Old Town Road.
You know, I have actually
come
around about this song.
Well, I played it for you, remember?
Yeah, because let's take a break.
We hope that you're enjoying this episode of Views from the Six as much as we are. And if you are, please tell us about it. If you visit our website, viewsfromthesix.com, which I designed, and that won't surprise you when you see how shitty it is, you will find out all that you need to know about this show and about us. You can follow us on Twitter at ViewsPod. You can put a little love in your heart and a little like on our Facebook page. If you want to reach out and ask us some questions or tell us how you feel, you can contact us at viewsfromthesixpodcast@gmail.com. But if you don't have anything nice to say, then go shit in your hat. We're not here for garbage people. We're here for laughs. We hope you guys are having fun.
Hey everybody, we're back!
We're back. What a break.
How was your break?
Ours was great.
We went out for a run.
We had a steak dinner.
And we
cured a disease.
And murdered 8 people. Cool, bad, cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. What are we smoking, Jamila?
We're smoking some Chanel.
Oh, yeah.
Which we've smoked before, so.
We have. It's the classiest of
weeds. It really is the classiest. I can't remember what it does. Every time, I never write it down. I'm just like, you know it, everybody.
If you're going to smoke it, put on your best pearls.
And your highest pumps.
And your highest pumps. And your classiest, most timeless suit.
Yes. Anyway, that's what we're smoking. I'm blowing ganja. What up, what up, what up?
You're from the Six! Yay!
Welcome to the show, everybody.
I'm Claire Brasso.
I'm Jamila Ross.
How are you, Jamila? It's episode 11.
I'm good. Episode 11. What?
11.
What?
11.
Wait. 11.
11.
Rhymes with heaven.
Oh my God, it's true. Which today, I mean, 2,000 years ago,
yeah.
JC hadn't done what he did.
there would be no heaven to rhyme 11 with.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, that Jesus. Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's Good Friday today, the day we're recording this.
Yes, so I hope you enjoy your Good Fridays, and we're going to spark up a J.
Oh, good. Yeah, spark up a joint.
But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill.
I was looking at the incense because they happened to carry a brand of incense that is equally as shitty as some of the incense that I have here at home.
Oh, really? What brand? Is it?
I don't even know what it's called. They had various kinds, but there was like a massive amount of selection.
Oh, I like
but
that.
Most of them are scents and incenses that I already have. So anyway, one of them that I found, a one-off.
Okay, I'm excited.
It was called, because some of them are just, you know, sometimes you buy incense and it's like happiness or relaxation. It doesn't
or
really tell you.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was black
like.
Love, and I was going to buy it for you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And I was like, I get black love every time I see Jamila.
Damn right, girl.
So, anyway, there was one called Dark Secrets.
What?
What the fuck?
Did you buy it?
Well, this is the devastating part of the story. Right on brand for the way my last couple of days have been. The box was open and empty.
Oh, fuck
so
off.
So I took it to the cash, and I was like, guys, what the fuck?
Dark
Please,
secrets?
Do you have any more dark secrets like the incense or real ones? You can tell me.
Neither is
we
fine.
We can start fucking spilling the tea right here. I can't even say that properly. I'm like an old lady.
No, you said it really good.
Did I?
You
Thanks,
did.
Bae. So anyway, the guy went and looked through the inventory to look for some more dark secrets. And there was none. And I was like, if there was, and so then I looked it up, I found some on eBay, but I don't even know that it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I might be getting myself into like some pedophilia ring.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So it's a Groupon review. Makeup removing cloths.
Oh my god, okay.
5 stars.
All right.
There once was a cloth made for faces. It removes all your makeup, no traces. It worked really well. Check my face, can't you tell? My skin's super clean, people. Aces.
Oh my god, Jamila! was that a poem or a limerick?
It was a limerick.
God, I
but
love limericks.
A limerick is a type of poem.
Listen, it's my favorite type
it's
of poem.
It's a form
poem.
Of poetry. It's not
it's
like
the best
highest
kind.
Form. It's not like an epic
what?
Poem.
What do you mean? Well, epic. Imagine though that like
it's epic in a different way.
It'd be so funny if like when The Odyssey was on the bestsellers, like the bestsellers list, if like there was one book of limericks
one
that
book
was
of limericks.
Like outselling it, Homer was all like, what the fuck? Listeners, we had considered at one point to like make our own beginning song.
Yes.
And we like wrote out some lyrics, and we were gonna maybe spit them out like master MCs. You don't know.
This could still happen.
It could still happen, but so Jamila's was super fucking dope. Fly is the word I wanted to use.
Oh,
I don't know why I brought it back for that, but it was fucking fly. And I'll tell you, listeners, she had like a total Cardi B vibe. Which totally shocked me. I was not expecting it. But I was super into it. So that's what I think about
you know,
your
one day
lyric
we're,
writing.
One day we're going to release that.
So yeah, so I'm a fan of the way you write your lyrics, be it poetry or limericks.
Thank you.
Listen here, baby.
So it was a review of my office chair, which is called Homey Computer Desk Chair. Dusty Rose. Velvet. 5 stars. Title, I Think You Should Take a Seat. Philosophy often suggests thought-provoking questions,
whether the chair you're sitting in is real or not is one of them. This homey office desk chair swivel velvet fabric chair is real. In fact, I'm writing this review from the very seat of it. The seat that I fixed onto it with my own two hands and built it like an Iowa corn farmer does to make 'em come. Is the plush, dusty pink fabric an abstract idea? Not according to my resting butt cheeks. Are the swiveling wheels an illusion? Not according to my downstairs neighbor, who asked me to please stop drag racing it around my apartment, those screaming car race sounds like an animal. What are your good vibes, Jamila?
Oh, yeah, my good vibes.
Would you like to shout out and
well,
put my vibes out into the universe?
This is a weird thing, but it is something that I do really love. So I was flipping around on the TV the other day. I couldn't find anything to watch. Got way up high and into the, like, sports channels.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was, the Lumberjack Games.
Oh, shit. That's a thing?
Yes, it's a thing.
I looked up this burrito blanket on Amazon, and there's also, it's so funny because it says also a taco, like to make sure that you know it's not discriminating against tacos.
You can be a taco if
yeah.
you want.
In the explanation, it's so funny. It's like, or a taco. It's like, okay. And there's both the option of a circle or a square. Corn tortilla, depending on, you might want to sizzle up and be a quesadilla. So, yeah, so it's called this, there's one, oh my God, Jamila, there's one that's like actually already a taco, and it's like a sleeping bag, and you get in it, and it's really funny because in the description for that one, they make it, like, in bold letters. It's not just for lounging on the couch. And then they just go on to list off, like, tons of other, like, various sleeping situations in which this could be appropriate. Jamila's going to light up another joint. Fire up another. Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm
going
to give you the joint.
I'm
going to
start it.
And get you to light it up while I talk about it.
Oh, please do.
High. Oh, yeah. High. You get high. We get
Mad, you're high.
I am high, but I don't think I was when I asked you.
One time I was with a reasonable woman that we both know, and someone told her that the bathroom was upstairs, and she said, where's the upstairs? Upstairs?
Whoa.
Subarus are only driven by people who are bad drivers who want to appear as though they are good, safe drivers. So they got a Subaru.
Whoa.
But they stink.
I like the discrimination.
I've been doing a totally unscientific,
study. Yeah.
Over the last few years.
Yeah.
And my conclusion is that Subarus stink.
Wow.
So if you're a Subaru and you're out there and you've heard me say this.
Eat a dick.
Well, don't eat a dick. I mean, but you should think about your driving
and your
choices. What you're doing and your choices.
Wow. The consequences of my actions have been that I, every 5 years, have to take a driving test. And more specifically, a highway driving test is just like a thing to like, remind me of what I've done kind of thing.
Right.
I don't remember the gentleman's name who was my
driving tester.
Okay. Was super cool. And like within 5 minutes we were like best friends. He loves smoking weed. He loves baseball.
I think this person should be fired immediately.
But I was like, I want to get like a Maybach for my test and just be like, have my tester be like in the most baller fucking car that any of us will ever be in or imagine to be
you
in.
You just want to use that as a way to make sure that they pass you.
Well, no, because also I'd be driving a Maybach. So I'd literally be like, hey, everybody, eat a dick.
Wouldn't it have been funny if I had gotten like an Aston Martin, just showed up, or like a Lambo, and just been like, anyway.
You should give us your views.
I'll give you my views. Thank you to that gentleman who passed me.
Who should be fired.
Who likes baseball stadiums.
And should not be doing that job anymore.
Wonderful teacher.
Terrible test administrator.
Nope. Yep. Oh!
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey.
Why am I so... Look at how my voice spiked.
See you later, guys.
We love you.
Coming straight off a slump, a crazy motherfucker named Nipsey. I'm turned up cause I grew up in the 60s. Caution to you rap niggas trying to diss me. I go hard, that's why your bitch wanna flip me. Big guns, nigga turn rivals into rosaries. Extended clips, I give a fuck who you supposed to be. Straight off the block, I sold dope to buy groceries. Now it's rap money, no advances, all royalties. You broke nigga, you can follow me. It's fuck bitches, get money, keep some hollow heads logically. And I'm aware how my side boosts the economy. Pay taxes to these corners and putting it work as a policy. It's white chalk on the corners. It's yellow tape on the gates. Choppers up a bud, that's cuz a tiny loaks run the streets where I'm from.
This is a small introduction to this Nipsey Hussle music. Us money and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. Then come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane, and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like a doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, it's hustle in the house. Yeah, it's hustle in the house.